Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the one side, President Obama and his campaign have been trying to caricature Mitt Romney as this out-of-touch rich fellow who doesn't understand the middle class and would not represent the middle class. And that has actually stuck in many ways. There's been a barrage of advertising from the Obama side that actually sunk this impression into a lot of Americans that Romney is this sort of failure type, could not represent the middle class to get into office. And on the other side, Romney, you hear this question again and again, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? The Romney side is trying to caricature Obama as a failure as president, notably to keep his promise to improve the economy. So you have, as with every caricature, there's something true about it, but there's also some distortion there. But that's really where we are with less than 2 months left now to the election day.
So he says, that's Ken Walsh from U.S. News and World Report commenting on a talk radio program about where both sides are now, that is the Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, because they don't talk about the third party. Do you want to talk about the third party? Want to talk about other candidates? You want to talk about the presidential race? Because that's what a lot of people have done over this past weekend, and we're here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to review what has been discussed on news talk radio programs on the radio and the television over this past weekend. I'm Doug Steffen. We start with NBC's Meet the Press, where David Gregory talked to Mitt Romney about where he thinks, that's Romney, thinks the race stands.
So the two conventions are now in the books.
Yeah.
And we are really kicking off the final stretch, the fall campaign. How do you feel? Do you feel like you're winning? Do you feel like you're losing? Where do you think things are?
I think we're making real progress. I don't think I was as well known, of course, as the president. And so we had a convention, and I got better known. People got to see Ann and hear our story, and the result of that is I'm better known, for better or for worse. And that allows me to continue to hammer away on what I do to get America on the right track. And I have really 2 months to be able to convince people I can do a better job than the incumbent. I think I can do that. So I'm in a better spot than I was before the convention.
It's tough to beat an incumbent, as you well know. Do you feel like an underdog, or do you feel like you're right in this thing?
I think it's tough to beat an incumbent if the incumbent's record is good. I think this incumbent has a very challenged record, and jobs numbers that have come out this week, as well as the performance over the last 3.5 years, suggest that this is a president that has not been able to deliver on his promises. People are dissatisfied with where he's taken the country, and that gives me an opportunity which might not have been available had he done what he said he would do.
I want to ask you about the news of the day, these job numbers. Pretty anemic growth, less than 100,000 jobs created last month. And yet it's striking, because here you have the stock market at the highest level since 2007. I spoke to a top prominent business leader today who said the underpinnings of the economy right now are terrific. It's primed to take off. And yet we seem to be, relatively speaking, in a jobless recovery. What do you think's going on?
No, I think it is a jobless recovery. And if it's a recovery at all, it really doesn't look like a recovery. You're not seeing the kind of job growth that keeps up with population growth. You're not seeing any wage growth. So it's not at all what a recovery is supposed to look like. It's really not the kind of recovery people had expected. Normally, when things go down as deeply as they did, they come rebounding. But it's now been, how many months? 43 months with unemployment above 8%. And this last month, what was surprising to me was not only the anemic job growth, but that 3 or 4 times as many people dropped out of the labor force as were added as net new job holders. I mean, this is really saying that people are having a hard time finding work. It's very, very troubling. And, of course, the stock market does well, in part because the indication by the Fed that they're going to print more money, pour more money into the system, says we're likely to have down the road high inflation. And where else are you going to go? If interest rates are going to be near zero, investors have to go somewhere to protect against inflation. The stock market's the only place to go.
You don't think the Fed ought to be any more involved at this point?
Well, I don't think that easing monetary policy is going to make a significant difference in the job market right now. I think what the nation needs is a change in fiscal policy, a different structure to our economic positions. And if we take the right course, I believe you're going to see this economy come roaring back.
So what say you about Mitt Romney in the discussion there with David Gregory on NBC's Meet the Press? 800-510-8255. Does he make sense to you or not? Our idea here is to present both points of view from the radio side. It's harder to get the discussion on the shows to be balanced, but the callers make up for that. And so if you have something on your mind, you're welcome to join us at 800-510-8255. Criticism on both sides of each other instead of, and I find it specious a little to have the president keep attacking Mitt Romney because of his financial status instead of taking, well, they haven't got anything to run on, and so that's what they do. And it makes sense to some people because there have been a lot of folks who go down the road of division. And the divisiveness is really pretty pretty serious. President Obama's challenge in the art of connecting with the audience has always been to meet the high expectations. For Mitt Romney, it's been to exceed the low expectations. Do you think that's what the candidates did? And did Obama meet the high expectations that people had for him? Or was it Bill Clinton that lit the light? In terms of Mitt Romney, did he do it, or did his partner Ryan do it? Who did it for you at either of the two conventions? 800-510-8255. This is the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
800-510-8255 connects with us on the phone. If you'd like to be on the air with your opinion about the status of the campaign, part of the American conversation that we review every day at this time on the countdown, this week at least, well, yeah, after the conventions are over, it really becomes a focus of who's going to be dirtier. That's really how some people, if you can believe it, are actually measuring this between the commercials and the things that are said on the campaign trail. Speaking of that, on ABC's This this week, George Stephanopoulos talked to Congressman Paul Ryan about his comments that America is on the decline.
Do you stand by your belief that America is a country in decline?
I think President Obama has placed us on a path to decline. Four budgets, $4 trillion deficits, 23 million people struggling to find work, the highest poverty rates in a generation, nearly one out of six Americans in poverty. And we just learned on Friday that it's the 43rd month of unemployment above 8%. For every person who got a job last month, nearly four stopped looking for work. That's not a good direction. That's the wrong direction. I mean, George, we have to create 150,000 jobs every month just to keep up with population growth, and we didn't even do that.
You know,
it's on the wrong path.
You and Governor Romney are promising to create 12 million new jobs, but that's only about half as many jobs as Governor Romney has said would be produced by a normal, quote, normal recovery, and it's almost exactly the number that private sector economists say will be created no matter who is president or what the policies are. So that seems to be a concession that your plans won't improve the economy from its current path.
I beg to differ. We do not have a normal recovery today. Just look at the jobs numbers we just got on Friday. And what we're saying is it's President Obama's failed leadership and flawed policies that are why we have such stagnant recovery. And so what Mitt Romney and I are saying is if we get the right policies in place, that's what the Romney-Ryan five-point plan for a stronger middle class is all about. These are good economic pro-growth policies that if we get those pro-growth policies in place, we think this economy can grow a lot faster than it's been growing.
But Moody's Economics says
if we get that growth, we'll get those 12 million jobs.
But Moody's Economics says that on the current path, the country's on the path to create 12 million new jobs.
We've been growing under 2%, George. We're not on that kind of a path. We need to get on that kind of a path. We need to get on a faster growth path. And that's what I'm saying. Pro-growth economic policies, an energy policy that puts people to work, lowers gas prices, an education policy so workers can get good jobs in the 21st century, getting spending and the deficit under control because that's hurting the economy, helping small businesses, building things, making things, growing things in America, selling them overseas with better trade. These are the things that have worked in the past. They're proven success stories. We want to reapply those policies to the times so we can get the kind of growth we need.
800-510-8255. Is there growth in them our hills? What are you thinking at the moment about the election? What do you think about the chances that either side has? And what do you think about the status of a lot of the campaigning itself? Here's Ariel in California talking about Ann Romney as the wife of the candidate.
I think that Michelle did an incredible job. I mean, she's an incredible woman, and she has such stage presence, and she's so good at just captivating an audience. And we've all known that. I mean, she's always been good at that. But what I think was more interesting was what Ann did for the Republicans, because I'm an independent. Like, I have not decided who I'm going to vote for. But when I think about Mitt Romney and, like, how I've watched the campaign since the early parts of this year, I kind of thought of him as like robotic and kind of like I can't really relate to him. But when she stood up there and talked about him, I could finally see him as a real person. And the one thing that caught me so much about her speech was at one point she said, Mitt Romney won't fail. And it's like, you really believe her. He's not going to fail. I mean, he's a great businessman. And so that was just one thing that I thought was really, really cool about her speech. And I think they both did an incredible job. But I feel like she made me see who Mitt Romney is more than Michelle did about Obama, because I kind of already feel like I know that he's a real person.
800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The idea that there are people whose minds are actually changed by the convention is sort of startling. Anyway, that was a good call, though. And your call will be important, too, as we continue to get a summary of those weekend Sunday morning talk programs on TV as a motivator for conversation here on the Talk Review.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, a focus on the presidential race. Later in the hour, we'll spend some time on the continuing discussion of that SEAL Team 6 book that actually comes out officially tomorrow. No coincidence, it's on September 11th. Now back to the coverage of the Sunday morning talk programs on CNN State of the Union. Candy Crowley talked to Newt Gingrich about how the Republicans seem to almost embrace Bill Clinton.
Let me bring in the Clinton factor here, which I found fascinating, not just how he was at the Democratic convention, but the Republicans' reaction to it. Listen to Vice Presidential candidate Paul Ryan.
Bill Clinton was a different kind of Democrat than Barack Obama. Bill Clinton gave us welfare reform. Bill Clinton worked with the Republicans to cut spending. Bill Clinton did not play the kinds of political games that President Obama's playing.
I just want to review the 90s here, because the 90s I'm hearing described are not the 90s I remember. And I was up on Capitol Hill when the President Clinton presented a budget that no Republican voted for in his first term, when there were two government shutdowns because the Republicans and the White House could not get together on spending and what a budget should look like, when there was an impeachment process. So this was not some sort of kumbaya time.
No, it
was a very tough time. Yet Republicans are embracing Bill Clinton. Why?
Here's the difference. You're Paul Ryan. You did, in many ways, what I did in the 1990s. You come up with a serious plan, you're trying to get to a balanced budget, and you have a president who invites you to a speech where he attacks you publicly when you can't defend yourself. Clinton and I fought a lot. As you said, the government was shut down twice. We passed welfare reform twice and it got vetoed. He only signed it on the third occasion. But the difference was...
After that, an election.
Yeah. The difference was, when the Democrats lost in 1994, Bill and Hillary Clinton brought in Dick Morris, and they said, you know, if we don't learn something from this experience, we're going to get beat in 96. I actually thought parts of the Clinton speech were eerily anti-Obama, if you just listen to the subtext. I mean, here's Clinton saying, I reformed welfare because I worked with Republicans. You didn't, Mr. Obama. He didn't say it that way, but think about it. I had the longest period of economic growth in history. You didn't, Mr. Obama. I got to four balanced budgets by working with Republicans. You didn't, Mr. Obama. You can take his speech, spin it not very much, and it's actually a condemnation of the fact that Obama learned nothing, and Bob Woodward's new book indicates he learned nothing out of the 2010 election.
Do you think Bill Clinton can move votes for President Obama?
I think he can temporarily move votes. I would say the bounce Obama's getting coming out of the convention is 80% Bill Clinton. Now, Clinton is a very popular figure for a very practical reason. The economy worked. People had jobs. We reduced children in poverty by 25% through welfare reform. We actually balanced the budget for 4 years. You look back at that and you think, I think what it does is it actually shrinks Obama. I mean, you have a real president, and then you have this guy who's a pretender.
800-510-8255. That's pretty starchy stuff. What do you think about Newt Gingrich and his relationship or his thoughts about Bill Clinton? Pretty interesting. Jerry in Michigan has some concerns about some things Mitt Romney said earlier on.
Romney there's a lot of things being said about how he conducted his businesses, his private business, before he stopped working, so to speak, and became a candidate. The other thing is that during the primaries in North Carolina, Florida, and those areas over there, he mentioned twice that he wanted to have a military that could support a two-front war. Twice I heard him say that. I haven't heard him mention it since then. And I'm astounded when I find out that he's got five sons who left the country to spread his religion, or their religion, as missionaries. But neither Romney, his father, or any of his sons have ever been in the military. I think it's astounding that he would say that he wants to strip some of our entitlement programs for the lower working poor, and they have never served in the military, but he's willing to send our young people on a conduct two-front wars. We can't stand that.
800-510-8255. Okay, so lots of good coverage and good thoughts here. We'll continue with your calls and comments on the countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to the Monday edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're in the half second. Say that again, Doug. Welcome to the second half hour. We're discussing the presidential race coming up a little more on the SEAL Team 6 book. But back to the Sunday morning television programs that usually focus on politics. Certainly the presidential race is where they are this week, as you can expect after the Democratic convention last week. From Fox News, Greg Jarrett talked to political analyst Doug Schoen, Pat Caddell, and John Debutier about Mitt Romney and whether or not he's up for the task.
Let me throw up a couple of polls from Gallup. The first one is the president's approval rating. 50% approval, 44% disapproval. And here's the head-to-head matchup. President Obama, 49%. Governor Romney, 44%. Rasmussen has pretty much the same sort of thing on the daily presidential tracking poll.
Well, I think there is a modest bounce, 3, 4, 5 points for the president. I suspect he'll probably drop back a point or two to a two-point lead or thereabouts, maybe three, next week. The Democrats accomplished most of what they wanted to do in their convention. They basically played to their base. The Republicans similarly played to their base, and I think the race...
But you're not going to win the base, right? I mean, the base is already going to vote for you.
That's my point, Greg. Ultimately, both parties played to their base. Neither party addressed the big question in this electorate, right? How are we going to create jobs? Hence, there's still a lot undecided.
Pat, what do you make of the job approval rating of President Obama?
Well, this is the big number to me, is because the president's job approval, which is 52 in Rasmussen, was 52 in Gallup as of Saturday, is 50-44, that's plus 6. It had been a negative. That's right. about a 10-point margin shift for him. That is the key to whether he gets reelected.
Really?
That number will have to come down. I don't care what the horse race is. If he's at 50% or over, he's going to win.
What's it got to come down to?
Well, it's got to be in the 45 range. That's where
really?
Presidents lose. That is the failure of the Republican convention. Look, the Republican Party needs to face facts. The Democrats did what they wanted to do. The Republicans, other than make Romney more personally favorable, failed.
Can I go on that? Here's what the Democrats did. They had, going into the two conventions, a passion differential against them. The real passion in the race prior to Charlotte was anti-Obama sentiment is stronger than pro-Obama. Mm-hmm. And Romney's just sitting there riding the anti-Obama wave. Charlotte re-energized Democrats. Whether it lasts for 2 months, we'll have to see. Right. But they're as juiced now for their guy as the right is to get rid of him.
Whatever happened to the good old...
Let me just say, you're right, John. Let me tell you something. I haven't been in Tampa. You look at Charlotte. Let me tell you something. The Republicans were flat. The energy was with Democrats. It's shocking.
Shocking. Shocking that people would actually think keeping the status quo is going to help move you ahead. But that shows you how bad the Republicans are under the circumstances. 800-510-8255. All right, we're going through the Sunday morning talk programs, and I think we've done all of them as their political connection is front and center. Now let's listen to some of the radio hosts who were on the air during the weekend talking about the campaign trail. Here host John McDonnell on his program talks to Ann Compton from ABC, who's on the campaign trail with Mr. Obama.
You must have been up here in New Hampshire with the president.
You know, it's interesting the way these campaigns go now. The Air Force One just kind of touches down in a swing state here, mm-hmm. a battleground state there. The point of all the travel for both the president and Governor Romney right now is to hit a state and get the kind of statewide coverage that they can and move on to the next.
It looked like it was fairly successful. Were there really 6,000 people there?
You know, all of the events he's doing are getting a little bit bigger. Sometimes they don't choose a venue that could accept a lot more people, except, of course, for the convention where they were not able to get everybody into that big stadium.
Right.
But the president wants every setting to be kind of iconic for that location. He was speaking out in this little kind of a museum area, beautiful old clapboard hall.
I know.
Behind.
I'm familiar with that part. Portsmouth is a neat little town. It's right there.
Well, we used to come through there with the White House press corps when we stayed up there every summer with President Bush.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me tell you, I think now we've gone through the two conventions, I kept waiting to see some way in which the rhetoric would change or the approach would change. Both of the campaigns are staying right on message.
Mm-hmm.
They are taking their pre-convention message. They've run it through a kind of sieve and a refinement, but they're back out there with the same arguments against each other. Really, I think the next thing that will shake up this convention, this campaign, will be the debates a month from now.
800-510-8255. Who's looking forward to the debates? Something new? Something old? It's the same old stuff. This is really getting nauseating, actually. It's been going on for years, not months, but years and years, this stuff. Here's host Joe Bartlett talking to political analyst Robert Zimmerman about whether President Obama or Bill Clinton was the highlight of the convention.
To me, the highlight, well, what everybody's saying, the highlight was Bill Clinton, not the president.
Well, you know, I think, obviously, this convention and is about the president's reelection. And this election is going to be between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. And so at the end of the day, yes, Bill Clinton made an enormous contribution to the convention. I made enormous contributions to the dialogue. But it comes down to the two main candidates, obviously. But I think what made the convention so defining and so significant is it articulated clearly the choice the nation has in this election and made it clear that this is not an election that you can sit on the sidelines about because the issues are so profound. And for Democrats, we certainly came into that convention with an enthusiasm gap. I think, to be honest, some won't acknowledge it for political pundits. But the reality is we had an enthusiasm gap, and this convention played an enormous role in terms of generating donations. You'll see it building crowds, and you'll see also really giving Democrats a focus and energy. I'll tell you something, in that convention hall, and I've been through many of them now, the energy in that room was absolutely electric. And it was a very sharp contrast to the Republican convention.
I'll give you that. I mean, in terms of, you know, and again, I wasn't in the hall of either one, but just from what you witnessed on television, there was a lot more enthusiasm and energy among the Democrats. But I got to ask you about the president's speech, because a lot of people just sort of panned it. I mean, when you got Howard Fineman saying the president was flat, or a guy like Michael Tomasky from the Daily Beast saying it was pedestrian, overconfident.
Well, look, I have great respect for both those journalists. But I think the speech really did what it had to do, and that is in terms of defining what the issues are and what the president and what the president's record represents and what he stands for in the future. Let's remember, if you watch the Republican convention, every one of them got up there and talked about how we had to about American entrepreneurship and American individualism and criticized the role of government in our lives, yet all those people who spoke certainly benefited from government being in their lives. Chris Christie's father, who we talked about, lived off the benefit from the GI Bill of Rights. In fact, the convention itself was held in a government-funded stadium for the Republican Party.
800-510-8255. That's some food for thought. Next up on our review of what's going on in the world of talk radio on the countdown comes from talk host Dave Debo, who here has political analyst Jeff Kelly, and they discuss another analyst comments. It's analysts on top of analysts. Doesn't this get foolish after a while? Well, let's hear what they have to say.
Here's what Professor Kevin Hardwick, Canisius College, political science, Republican on the Erie County Legislature, had to say.
You know, on stylistic points, in terms of excitement, in terms of a lot of things, the Democrats had a much more interesting, much more exciting convention. But in terms of effectiveness and what they had to accomplish, you know, I'm not sure that the Republicans might not have gotten the better of them. Even though the convention wasn't as great, you know, they may have accomplished more of their objective.
Jeff Kelly, what do you think? Is that an argument you would buy?
You know, I think that's kind of wishful thinking. Both conventions are for members of the party, right? To energize
sure.
Members of the particular party. And I think Kevin's argument is that Mitt Romney was successfully humanized, that he was packaged by that convention.
A, that's what he needed to do. B, he did it therefore.
And
that's what
he said. That he and that counts as a grand success. But maybe it's just from where I sit, but I don't think that Mitt Romney came away any less like a Robotron than he has appeared in both this and in previous campaigns.
So you would dispute the idea that Ann Romney humanized him?
I think Ann Romney may have succeeded in humanizing herself, and in doing so acts as a foil by which you wonder even more, gosh, what's with her husband?
There were times when she was really earnest, but there were times when she was what many pundits have called goofy.
I would say so. And maybe it's not fair for candidates' spouses to be put in that position where they suddenly have to behave in ways and perform on stages so large, stages that they didn't ask to be on.
800-510-8255. After all this time running to lead America, Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are still trying to convince you they believe in America. How are they doing? 800-510-8255. Your call's up next here on the Talk Review.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs, and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Since all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're discussing the President race at its present point. And let's see who we can shake out of the trees here. Troy in Michigan isn't a big fan of Mitt Romney's.
I'm retired, and I really think that I'm doing better off with Obama presidential. Romney is from Michigan. And, you know, Romney throw the UAW under the bus. So we shouldn't have nothing to do with Romney for us voting for him, though, you know. We should throw him under the bus, you know, just like he did us. You know, his father was a governor here, and he, you know, the way he throw Michigan under the bus, you know, it's no way that I could vote for him or support him, you know, either way, though, you know. So I'm glad he's just hanging out in the wind, and I hope Michigan don't vote for him.
All right, sir, thank you. 800-510-8255. Who agrees with that, gentlemen? Let's see, Brett on the other side from Virginia.
Gas prices are high. I can't even go look for a job. I can't take my son nowhere. I can't do anything because gas prices. Obama has ruined this country. You guys just don't get it out there. All you want is free stuff. Obama, yeah, he might get you something free, but later on down the road, somebody's going to have to pay for it. Healthcare, no matter what it is, we all got to pay. Obama should not be reelected. He will not get this country better off than it is today or in the future. Romney can do it. Vote for him. Give him a chance. We gave Obama a chance.
In a sense, the idea, just listen to that, and something clicked in my mind about who's already paying for a lot of these things. 50% of the country has some sort of government involvement in a program, getting something that in essence is for nothing. And then that means the other 50% are paying for it, doesn't it? 800-510-8255. Patricia in Ohio, a few bones to pick with Paul Ryan.
I'm looking forward to hearing Paul Ryan with his radical views, and I would really love to be able to ask him. His wife seems to be a childbearing agent, and youngest looks to be six. What does she do for birth control? What does she do for birth control? And I know he's lying about so many things on women's health, and they're always telling people to get out of the government to get out of our lives. Well, what could be more personal than men in legislators dictating to women what they should do with their bodies? People have no income. So that's the best way they can do is to provide for their families with what they have. Women have to go to work. Paul Ryan is using no common sense, and Romney is following right in his footsteps. He's lying about his money, why he has his money overseas. He's saying that he gets the same tax break there, but he's lying about that.
Did I hear what I think I heard about people and what they do if they don't have any money and having children? Did I hear that right? 800-510-8255. Ooh-wee. The SEAL Team 6 book. When we continue here on today's Talk Radio Hour, the Talk Radio, I think this is probably going to be close to the number one item this week as more details emerge from the SEAL Team 6 getting Osama bin Laden story.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Dex Stephan here with our continuing review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. And the review brings us around to this book that was written by Mark Bissonnette. That's his name. He appeared on 60 Minutes. Scott Pelley talks to him about the killing of Osama bin Laden and the book that comes out tomorrow.
Was this a mission? Was the plan to kill Osama bin Laden or capture him before you went in?
This was absolutely not a kill-only mission. It was made very clear to us throughout our training for this that, hey, if given the opportunity, this is not an assassination. You will capture him alive if feasible.
That was the preferred thing?
Yes.
To take him alive, if you could?
Yeah. I mean, we're not there to assassinate somebody. We weren't sent in to murder him. This was, hey, kill or capture. Think
about it. We've never heard the story from someone who was there. The raid, May 1st, 2011, had been years in the making. But in the moment, the best laid plans failed, leaving a small team of Americans to improvise victory from near disaster.
This operation was one of the most significant operations in U.S. history, and it's something that I believe deserves to be told right and deserves to go in a book and stand for itself.
You're in disguise as we do this interview today, and I wonder why.
The focus shouldn't be on me. The focus should be on the book. I'm not trying to be special or a hero or anything. I'm just trying to tell the bigger story.
But you're in disguise also for your own security.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me about that. What concerns you?
You know, the enemy has a long memory.
And so we spent a long time perfecting a new look for Owen. Before each interview, the best artist spent 4 hours thoroughly changing his appearance. We've used shadows to enhance the effect, and we've altered his voice.
When I first joined the Navy,
Chief Petty Officer Owen was in the Navy 14 years. He had read about the SEALs in junior high school and set his sights.
How many times have you been to war since 9/11?
I've done 13 combat deployments.
Afghanistan?
Afghanistan, Iraq, all over.
There are several SEAL teams, but Owen rose to the very top, a unit called the Naval Special Warfare Development Group, SEAL Team 6.
SEAL Team 6 is made up of a number of squadrons, and I wonder, why was your squadron chosen for this particular mission? Was there something special about you?
Nope. Certainly nothing special about me. Nothing special about the 24 guys that were chosen. Nothing special about our squadron. It really could have been any number of guys.
You just happened to be available for training.
Yes.
In April 2011, they had just returned from Afghanistan when they were told to report to North Carolina for an exercise.
Give me the lay of the land here. What do we see?
Owen walked into a top-secret briefing room, saw a model of a compound, and heard this from his buddies.
What did they say?
Say, hey, we found bin Laden. Or we think we found bin Laden, and they want us to come up, you know, rehearse and come up with a plan if there's going to be a ground option approved. They want us to rehearse for one.
What did you think?
Awesome.
All right, so there is Mark Bissonnette on 60 Minutes. Here's a talk radio interview with former Navy SEAL James Jackson on this controversy.
I went ahead and got a copy last night online, read it, and there was nothing in there, I would say, that based on my career, the 11 years in the SEAL teams, that would give away our strategies and tactics, to be honest. I think it's just the timing of everything in this political season that's just made the uproar. And the irony of all ironies, you know what that is that we now know for sure that bin Laden died the same way all those people died in 9/11, which was unarmed. I want to just take us all back a second. And, you know, this is one of those situations that happened that was not really normal. And if we go back to early May, it was actually the vice president that outed everybody, and leaks started coming out from the administration with a whole flood of details on the ops. So it's different between, there's a difference between being the source of the leak versus somebody telling different account of what actually happened after everybody knows the whole story. And if the administration was smart about it, what really made a lot of people upset in the special operations community is that all the intel that we gathered from that facility, that we took our time, even according to the book, how long it would take us to actually collect all the intel documents that were in there. We didn't even have enough time to get all of it, but we got a large amount of it. We didn't have any time to go through it with our agencies to comb through and get any good feedback or good intel, because within 4 hours, leaks already started coming out. So when you do that, the enemy already has an idea of what was in there, and they're just going to change their course of action.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.